Well, you're going to like our next guest, as promised. He is joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward, the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers from the University of Arkansas. That would be Isaiah Joe. Isaiah, what's going on, man? Congratulations and welcome.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me, man. I'm glad to be a part of this organization.
Oh, no. Thanks for taking the time, man. Really appreciate it on this day. So first of all, what was it like? We saw you a little bit on the television with your family and the emotion of everything being drafted. So what was it like when you finally heard your name called?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was truly a blessing, you know, just for a team like the 76ers to take a gamble on me and give me this opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, and I was trying to make the most of it. But there were definitely a lot of emotions in the air. And me and my family, we were extremely proud, and we just know there's going to be great things in the future.
All right, so a team like the 76ers. So what do you know? What did you know about the 76ers before they selected you last night?
I know what the pieces that they had, the two big ones, and Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I feel like they're going to be a great fit for me, and I think that our games will complement each other in a great way. You know, you have Joel Embiid who works in the paint, and me being out there stretching the floor, you know, occupying the defender gives him a lot of room to work. You got Ben Simmons who can get downhill and is a very willing and very capable passer. You know, can kick it out to me to knock down an open shot, or he has a free lane to the basket. You know, we got two rookies coming with me that I played against Tyrese, and he's definitely a great player. Paul Reed, also a great player. You know, I'm just looking forward to playing with all of them.
Have you had a chance to speak to any of the current players, and of course Tyrese Maxey and Reed, as you just mentioned?
I've spoken to Tyrese and Paul.
Okay, thus far, okay, that's
yes,
great.
Sir.
Yeah, and you just mentioned, okay, of course, with Tyrese, you playing against him. So give Philadelphia the scouting report of having to try to defend him, and what Philadelphia now the fan base has to look forward to when we finally get to see him on the floor.
Oh, yeah, man. Tyrese is an explosive kid. He has an explosive offensive game. He can score at all three levels. He can get to the basket. He can play the mid-range, and he can knock down the three. So he's definitely a guy to look out for. He's very skilled, and he's just very tenacious. He wants to do everything to win the game, and that's why I'm really looking forward to playing with him.
All right, so the selection again with us here on the Comcast Business Hotline, bounce forward, Isaiah Joe, newest member of the 76ers, selected in the second round, comes in with a well-known reputation of being a fantastic shooter. And as you just mentioned, with your skill set coming in now with the top two guys here with Simmons and Embiid, what you're able to do. So what have the coaching staff and front office already relayed to you on, you know, what they expect from you once you get here to Philadelphia, training camp gets underway, and trying to, of course, earn your spot on this team and earn some minutes?
They expect me to, you know, do what I do best and knock down shots. They really, through this draft process, they really stress the need for shooters, and I feel like they got a good one with me at the 49th pick. And so now it's just time for me to go out there and do what I'm capable of, but they definitely, you know, want me to knock down the shot. They definitely know that I'm a capable ball handler, and I take a lot of pride in defense, so they know that they're going to get things. They're going to get a nice blow around the player.
How much did you speak to them during the draft process? And again, you being selected at 49, how much did you talk to them during the process? And did you have a sense that, you know, with one of the either four second round picks that they had, or even the pick at 21, that you could end up in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so I had a few Zoom calls with them. I talked to Elton a few times. And so I think before I even got picked, I had a good sense of the team, the culture, you know, the staff, which is all great people. You know, I'm looking forward to playing for all of them. But when it came to, you know, getting picked, I had a sense that they were one of the teams that were looking at me really hard. And I was actually praying that they would pick me, and you know, they did. But other than that, I let my agent do most of the talking with them, any of the other teams. So, you know, when it just comes time for me to do my thing, it's all about basketball.
Oh, no question. We can't wait. We can't wait to see it. And it's crazy that you're drafted on the 18th, and then you have to report here to Philadelphia very soon because training camp gets underway in about 2 weeks.
It's a quick turnaround, but I love it, though. You know, we haven't played games all summer. You know, our college season got cut short due to COVID, and, you know, I think especially as rookies, we're itching to get out there on the court.
Yeah, so when do you are you scheduled to report here?
I think they're going to give us till after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so spend some time with the family and then make your way here. So as you, again, join us on the Comcast Business Hotline, bounce forward, Isaiah Joe, newest member of the 76ers. So, Isaiah, as you said, you haven't played since March. Everybody's been chomping at the bit to get back out there on the floor. So getting ready for the draft, maybe you knew you were coming out already, maybe you didn't. But once you did realize you were coming out, you had an idea of what you were going to do getting ready for pre-draft. We've seen it for many years. This has been different. So what have you been doing to stay ready, stay prepared, and then, of course, doing the things to show teams that, you know, you are the selection and ultimately Philly selecting you?
Yeah, I think first and foremost it's about, you know, staying in the gym, continuing to work on your craft. I was fortunate enough to have access to a gym, to a weight room during this time. If I ever needed therapy or massages, I had access to all that. So just working on your body, working on your game, that's something I really continue to do over this, you know, quarantine time, and it's really helped myself a lot, and I really think it's going to help me in the future. And so I think the teams that were looking at me really, really noticed that I was making a change in my body. I was really working on my game, and that's what they love to see.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's going to be a quick opportunity for you to maybe earn some minutes, knock down those shots. If you do what they ask of you, of course, You'll get that chance. And what was the range that, as you talked to your agent a lot during this time, and we had that extended time until the draft, that they told you, your agent told you what your draft range would be like?
It was always, you know, early second round is what we were talking about at first. I think we were actually thinking it might have been like the 34th or 36th pick. But, you know, they had trades and two great players with Seth Curry and Danny Green. And I think that's pushes back to 49. But that's not at all what it's about. I don't even think it's about the draft pick. I think it's about the team that you're going to. And the team that I'm going to is a great fit for me. And that's all I care about.
Great situation. And as you talk about that, Isaiah, you mentioned Seth Curry, Danny Green, yourself, Furkan Korkmaz. I'd imagine that when you guys have some downtime into practice, those shootouts, you know, are going to be fun.
Oh, there will definitely be some shootouts. That's the fun part about it.
You got to go in and talk some junk to the vets, huh?
Yeah, you know, I get to talk junk to the vets. I see it as an opportunity. It's going to be fun. I get to pick their brains on how they operate, what they see, what they've learned over the course of their careers. And I think that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to going into my career. They've been in the league many years, and I think they have a lot of knowledge to drop down.
All right, let's get a little nerdy here real quick, all right?
All right, let's do it.
Let's get a little nerdy. So I'm a huge basketball fan, college basketball, pro basketball, whatever it is. I've seen you play many times. And watching your game and seeing how fluid your stroke is, how your footwork is really, really good. How did you get to this point where all of that stuff seems like a veteran shooter, even at someone your age, where you are, you know, the way it is, and it just looks so easy for you out there on the floor?
Yeah, so I mean, when it comes to shooting, I give a lot of credit to my dad. He's the one that's built my shot, you know, since I was a kid. Unfortunately, he can never shoot ever in his life, but he's a great teacher. You know, he taught me, my younger brother, and he gave me a great form, and we just, you know, we built it up since I was young, and now, like you said, it is easiest. It's like second nature to me. Shooting is what I do. You know, as soon as I step on the court, I'm in range, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, like I said, I give a lot of credit to my dad, and I've worked a lot on my shot, worked on my footwork, worked on my mechanics all the time, and even to this day, I still do, like, the boring, simple stuff, and I think that's what's going to, you know, help me be successful.
Yeah, you step on the floor and you're in range. Yeah, I've seen you shooting from the hash. I've seen it. Yeah. And it looks natural. So, yeah, of course, Isaiah.
Yeah, it is natural.
It looks it. Isaiah Joe joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline, newest member of the 76ers, selected 49th last night in the NBA draft. And Isaiah, as I get a little nerdy with you again about this, and you talk about with this one, because now you're going to be playing with someone like Joel Embiid, who's huge out there on the floor. The screen setting, the pin downs, the curls, running along the baseline and having an opportunity to rub off of him and get these clean looks and things of that nature. So if I had to ask you, you know, which one, and we just talked about, you know, your range as soon as you step on the floor, but all of those things, the curls, the pin downs, and, you know, all those, the floppy action, whatever it might be, I guess, what's your favorite of them all when you are out there on the floor?
Yeah, so I really think I'm a love the floppy action and pick and rolls. I really love pick and rolls, especially with somebody like Joel Embiid. I think there's so many options that we could get out of that, me being a shooter and him being very dominant inside. We can definitely get a lot of that. And I like floppy action because it's more like a freelance, you know, rubbing off screens type and just keep your defender occupied, keeping him moving. Now they got to, you know, they got to make a guess on what's happening next. So I really think that, you know, those would be my favorite.
And I was just about to ask you, Isaiah, please explain the floppy to the people just in case they didn't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, but listen, man, it's great. And one more, and then we'll let you go, man, let you get back to your family and all. And you're known as a shooter, and you just talked about all these things that you like to do with your shooting. But you also want to be looked at as an overall player. So if there's one thing
right. That
people know, of course, is the shooting aspect of your game. But for the Sixer fans who want to know a little bit more, you're not a complete player. Let's be fair. So,
right. You
know, what would you want to improve on, work on to be a better player as you grow in this game in the league?
Yeah, so I think when a lot of people see me, they see me as undersized. And so they think, you know, I like the capability to do other things on the court. But one thing I'm continuing to work on is my strength and my size. And my defense is very underrated. And so that's one thing that is really good and still getting stronger to this day. I feel like my IQ on the defensive end is really good. And, like, I'm willing to sacrifice my body to take charges. I use my length to my advantage. I'm in the right position when it comes to, you know, defense. But those are just things that are good but can get better. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm keeping the main thing. I want to be the best shooter on the court at all times. So I'm always working on my shot.
Always. Always, and that's great. And, of course, I mean, listen, outside of we have to ask you this because you always ask the players coming in who you model the game after. If it's not your dad and his terrible jump shot, as you mentioned, don't tell him I said that. You said that. What current player did you model your game after?
You know, when it came to my game, I never really modeled it after a specific player. I had a favorite player, which was Kobe.
Okay.
He was my favorite, but I definitely, you know, took pieces of players' game. Like, I watched the J.J. Redick. I watched the Buddy Hield. I feel like they did a really good job of moving without the ball and things like that. J.J. used to play for Philly, so watched them in their system a lot, even though they got a new coach in Doc Rivers. But those are, you know, just a couple just to throw out there.
Yeah, but Joel remains, so you can, you know, get some of that action there as well. So, yep.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just want to be the best version of myself. You know, I'm going to be the first me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.